Earlier this year, Tribune cut 17% of the morning call's staff. That's according to Jen Sheehan, a reporter with the paper. She says the publisher gave bonuses to company stockholders while reporting beats suffered.
We have a lack of coverage of city governments, of school boards, of police departments. When you become an area with few resources for journalism, then you have news deserts.
Sheehan concedes it might be a tough time for people to invest in the newspaper industry. But she also says amid COVID-19 and a social justice awakening, robust local journalism is needed more than ever.
Nonprofit status is what our paper needs to be. It's our future, and it's how we're going to protect what we're able to do and not be at the whim of Wall Street.
News Guild union members are asking people to sign a petition to, quote, save the morning call, and then help them find an investor, foundation, or a wealthy person with about $30 million before a new hedge fund makes further changes at the paper. Tyler Pratt, WLBR News.